Hi, this is Jay Evans from the USDA ARS Bee Research Laboratory in Beltsville, Maryland. Today, I'd like to read for you an essay titled Found in Translation, Some Don't Like It Hot. And despite a surprisingly long summer and fall, I'm sure that by January, we in the North will be hoping for some warmth. Your bee colonies might feel the same way, not simply so their food sources awaken, but because they might benefit from the effects of high temperatures in reducing the impacts of pests and disease. So-called, quote, social fever, end quote, in honeybees, the ability of individual warm-bodied workers to heat up their local area, has been debated for 3 decades. Some cases are clear-cut, such as bees in Japan that cook hornet invaders by bee-piling them at the entrance of hives. And this is a paper by Ono and colleagues, called Unusual Thermal Defense by a Honeybee Against Mass Attack by Hornets, and it was in the journal Nature. This heating would not work at an individual level, so tens of bees join in each attack. Social fever in bees was also proposed as a way to regulate fungal growth, and specifically chalk brood disease. There's a paper by Phil Starks and colleagues from 2000 titled Fever in Honeybee Colonies in the journal Naturwissenschaften. And this makes sense. Fungi really prefer cooler temperatures than those in the brood nests of bees, and pushing hive temperatures above their optimum might lower infection. Indeed, colonies with chalk brood infections ran hotter by a slight degree than did colonies not infected with this fungus. Unfortunately, recent work by Michael Goblersch and colleagues does not support the idea that warmer bees help fend off disease. And they have a paper called Social Fever or General Immune Response: Revisiting an Example of Social Immunity in Honeybees. And that's a 2020 paper in the journal Insects. Brood areas around infected bees were indeed slightly higher, as in the earlier study, maybe 1 degree centigrade. However, given the growth patterns of the chalk brood fungus, these authors suggest that this small observed change in temperature had little effect on disease, and in fact, the disease in their experimental colonies progressed just fine. Instead, the authors suggest that an increase in temperature seen in both studies could reflect immune responses of infected larvae and not heat from their nursing sisters. And this seems reasonable and a bit closer to our own fever response. Even if they don't fight disease with social fever, bees could benefit from consistently higher hive temperatures, or conversely, could be more vulnerable to disease when the season makes it difficult to keep the hive core warm. Anne Domon and colleagues showed just that. In their study, young bees raised across a wide range of temperatures from 15 degrees Celsius, about 59 degrees Fahrenheit, to 43 degrees Celsius, which is 109 degrees Fahrenheit, and far higher than the normal core of the hive. Bees showed lower virus levels as temperatures went up. This is a paper in 2019 called Temperature-Driven Changes in Viral Loads in Honeybee Apis mellifera. And that was in the Journal of Invertebrate Pathology. This effect was strongest at abnormally high temperatures, that is, greater than 34 degrees Celsius. But bees are unlikely to favor this as a strategy, since their own mortality goes up dramatically above normal hive temperatures, with or without viruses. Similarly, pushing bees to temperature regimes above the typical core temperature, well, say up to 37 degrees Celsius, seems to inhibit a key virus protein, but the window between curing bees of viruses and killing them with the kindness of fever is extremely tight. And it's hard to imagine that bees or beekeepers could thread that needle consistently. This was work by Evan Palmer Young and colleagues here at the USDA from 2023, titled Host-Driven Temperature Dependence of Deformed Wing Virus Infection in Honeybee Pupae, the journal Communications Biology. So these are examples of the hive environment increasing via social or domestic fever. But is individual fever an important thing? in bees as it is in other animals. Plenty of mammals, lizards, birds, and insects that don't have adoring nest mates or nest structures to keep them warm are known to increase their body temperatures when sick. In honeybees, there is new evidence that developing brood parasitized by Varroa mites turn their body temperature up a notch. There's a paper by Sipos and colleagues titled "Tracking Varroa Parasitism Using Handheld Infrared Cameras: Is Eusocial Fever the Key?" This is also in the journal Insects in 2024. And here, the authors showed that the developmental stage certainly affects temperature. Bees in the middle days of their development, in pupae, give off more heat than younger or older bees. But there are also subtle differences between mite-parasitized bees and those that escaped mites, visible only with cameras sensitive to fractions of a degree and at a resolution far smaller than capped cells. Does this temperature increase impact mite development? Does it help to manage mite disease in any larger sense? Or does it simply reflect the physical groan of a bee whose life has been altered irreversibly? One earlier study proposed that bees parasitized by mites had higher temperatures thanks to their battles with triggered viruses, and this was by Bauer and colleague, titled "Recognition of Mite-Infested Brood by Honeybee Workers May Involve Thermal Sensing." This was in the Journal of Thermal Biology. These virus-infected bees were in fact better at signaling for help from hygienic nest mates. Future experiments are needed to test that hypothesis. With the infrared technology used by Sipos and colleagues, it's certainly possible to contrast infected and uninfected bees, with everything from bacteria to viruses and gut parasites, to see if infection causes fever. And especially for adult bees, turning one's flight muscles up a notch, or perhaps muscles in the abdomen, seems possible as a way to increase body temperature. And how hard would they have to work to have an impact? Which diseases could be decreased in that way? Like us, bees can certainly detect infections at a physical level, and indeed, they mount both cell-based and protein-based immune responses against pretty much all infections. So there's a lot of potential that these responses can be boosted by temperature bumps driven by individual sick bees, their nest mates, or even beekeepers. New bee thermometers and techniques for controlled infections will make this a hot field of study. Thank you for listening. Good luck with your bees.